Welcome back to the Metla High School Gymnasium. Here is the Chiefs and the Glacier Bears are going at it here in this boys game. Unfortunately for the Glacier Bears, they're trailing by a score of 42-18. I was just going through my score sheet here. For the Chiefs, they've made 10 threes in this game so far. They fired up quite a number of them, and they probably put up at least 20 threes and got 10 of those to go. I guess 50% from beyond the three-point arc is pretty good. For the Haynes Glacier Bears, Trevor Cox has 9 points in the ball game. He got a couple of threes out of the deal, but then they kind of tightened up their defense a bit and shut him out as we went down the stretch there. Matthew Green picked up three in that first half, one of those coming from the free throw line. Swinton had a couple of points, and then Palmieri picked up 4 points of those, all of them down low, fighting his way against the big kids for the Chiefs at 6'3", 6'3", 6'3". So pretty tough going inside there for the Glacier Bears. And it's been a pretty physical game, too. I mean, they've done a lot of bumping and pushing, and officials are, I guess you could say, they're letting them play. Well, it's going to be Chiefs basketball on the far side. They'll be going to my right this time, Glacier Bears to my left. Marsden inbound, same starters, Gormley, Henderson, Clark, Winter, and Marsden for the Chiefs. Glacier Bears, they're starting the same way. Green, Cox, Deegan, Swinton, and Sage. Okay, ball goes in. Chiefs will bring it up across the half-court line. A little bit of pressure being applied by Cox way beyond it. Left-hand side, no, nothing going back to the right-hand side to Carson, into Gormley, all the way over to Marsden. Once the free throw line goes down the center of the lane, back out to Henderson. Now he'll go down the lane, jumper about six, and he puts it off the glass, up and in. He just put it up from about 4 feet out, almost knocked out of bounds, and is going to go off of Cox on the far side, and it's going to go back to the Chiefs. Far side of the hoop there is a lot of pressure is being applied by Winter against Cox on that one and forced the turnover. Back out to Clark. Slowly comes right-hand side, looks inside for Gormley. Now they go to Henderson on the low block. Sage puts a little pressure on, kick the ball back out, back into Gormley as he comes across the lane, reverses all the way around to Henderson. Back to Gormley. He got the height advantage inside, just decides not to take it, but they will take a three. Goes off the iron, rebound. Gormley comes away with it for the Chiefs, and Henderson goes down the lane, shot from about the same distance, up and in. Henderson gets his own rebound, puts it up and in. And he's got 7 points, extends the lead a little bit at half-court pressure by the Chiefs right now. They go left-hand side to Green. Marsden just kind of stands there. Green comes back out to Stegen, reverses back around to Swinton. Long three on the way, to a little bit too hard off the glass. Green comes away with it, puts up the shot, and partially checked and goes off of one of the Glacier Bears and out of bounds. Nice hustle by the Glacier Bears down underneath. Got a couple offensive boards there, just wasn't able to get it to go. 6:45 to go here, third quarter of play. Winter, right-hand side to Clark, back to Winter. Looks inside for Henderson, back to Winter, and Clark just playing catch. That were all the way to Gormley, left-hand side. Bree on the baseline, reverse it back around. Glacier Bears drop back a little bit. Gormley comes across the lane, so Henderson shot by three-pointer, up and in by Winter, and he picks up his 19th point of the basketball game as nobody picked him up at the three-point arc and he buried it. Back to Sage, free throw line, shot a little bit too hard, rebound down to Marsden for the Chiefs. Glacier Bears having a tough time controlling the offensive boards there. One shot and they get it back to the hands of the Chiefs. Go back to Henderson, wants the lane, doesn't go. A good defense by Sage that time. Back out, shot is up and in by Clark as he gets another three-pointer. So that's two threes at the come out, just firing them back up again. 52-18 is the score. Swinton will bring it across half-court line for the Glacier Bears over to Cox. A little bit of pressure, nothing going. He'll roll all the way, runs the baseline. Marsden cuts it off, however. Reverse it back to Stegen. Goes down the lane, goes all the way to the hoop, and there's a whistle underneath. Two players there. Fouls on 2-4. That'll be Marsden, second. Okay, they got listed him as his third personal foul. There's his third, all right. And it's going to be before the shot, so it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball under their basket. Here comes Swinton. He'll inbound the ball left-hand side. Glacier Bears setting up their play. Movement by the Glacier Bears, breaking down the lane. Go over to Cox, three-pointer on the way, off the back of the iron. No, rebound down to Henderson. He wisely holds it back up as he didn't have anything. And so he'll get the ball back into the hands of Winter. over to Marsden, back to Winter. Winter will just back it back out. Trevor backs away from him a little bit. Winter backs it back out again. Almost tries to make the steal. Winter goes right-hand side, wants the baseline, forces up the shot. A little bit wild, but rebounding away is Clark. Back out to Marsden, one-on-one against Green. About 6-inch difference between those two ball players there. Back out to Marsden, stops, dribbles, forces up the shot. No, decides to put it back out. He was going to shoot it, changed his mind. Goes back inside to Gormley. Going to be checked that time by Swinton. As Swinton got a hand on it, ended up in the ball into the hands of Palmieri, and he brings the ball back down. And Cox wants to go right-hand side, loses the basketball out of bounds. Well, he had the right idea there. He wanted to go to that baseline deep in that corner, but just wasn't able to get a handle on the ball, goes out of bounds. Glacier Bears struggling here a bit to start this third quarter play. Glacier Bears with 18 points. They haven't scored so far in this first second half of play. Goes to Gormley, up and in. He just did a little back move, right, left, and went hard to the hoop and laid it up and in. Goes over to Cox, stops, dribbles, wants to go to the baseline, does to Stegan. Stegan turns around, could have put up the shot, goes into Green. He goes inside, too hard off the rim. Rebound comes back down the hands of Gormley, and he gets it back out to Marsden for the Chiefs, and they hustle back down the court at 54-18, 4:12 to go here in the third quarter. Long three-pointer by Henderson. He gets his own rebound back as he hustles inside. Back to Marsden, stops, kicks the ball back out to Henderson, makes a couple of dribbles, goes right-hand side over to Clark. Back to Henderson, back to Winter, back to Clark again. Nice ball movement by the Chiefs. Alley-oop inside, back out. Three-pointer on the way off the side of the iron. And Glacier Bears, Swinton comes down with it. Winter can't get that one to go, so he'll get the ball in the hands of Cox. On the dribble to the right-hand side. Goes to Green, way beyond the three-point arc. Free throw line. Now there's going to be a whistle on it as he tried to make a move and is going to draw the foul on Clark. Foul is on Clark. That'll be his first personal foul. Substitutions coming into the ball game will be Hudson into the game and King into the game. Looks like Henderson's going to take a seat and Winter's going to take a seat. 54-18, 3:35 to go here in this third quarter play. Glacier Bears with the basketball under their basket. Swinton alley-oops inside to Green. Over to Cox, takes the dribble down the right-hand side, back to Swinton, three-pointer on the way, good. So finally, Dylan Swinton picks up a three, and that's his fifth point of the evening. 21 points for the Glacier Bears now. They go right-hand side to Gormley, nothing going as they look inside. Nothing had happened that time there as Hudson was there. He's low on the block, Palmieri putting some pressure on him. Now they go into Hudson, stops, takes the dribble, kicks the ball back out, reverses all the way around to King on that left baseline, back to Marsden, three-pointer off the side, rebound tapped and goes off of one of the Chiefs and out of bounds. So Glacier Bears going to get the basketball right here in front of the Chiefs bench. 3 minutes, 3 seconds to go, third quarter play. Gets the ball back into Cox. He'll bring it across the half-court line. Chiefs pick him up now. They go right-hand side to Stegan, holds the ball high over his head. Hasn't given up his dribble. They go into Palmieri. Palmieri puts up the shot a little bit too hard. Rebound fought for. Graham Palmieri comes up with it. He puts up the shot again off the back of the glass. Now there's going to be a whistle on it. Let's see. There was two Glacier Bears there. We'll see which one it's going to be on. 4-1. That'll be Palmieri. That'll be his third personal foul. Hudson Sage is off the bench for the Glacier Bears. Palmieri will take a seat. He was hustling after that basketball, just wasn't able to get it, however. Ended up slapping the kid on the arm, and the official was standing right there. King will bring the basketball up for the Chiefs. 2:40 to go here in the third quarter. King with the dribble on the right-hand side. Still hasn't given up the dribble. Cox puts a lot of pressure on. Now they go across court. Comes back outside to Hudson. Back outside to Marsden, over to Gormley, all the way across. Nice passing by the Chiefs as they're moving the ball quite well here. They go along the baseline, shot up and in by Clark, and he's going to get two out of it, and he's going to draw the foul. 32. That'll be Sage. That's his first personal foul. That's going to send Trenton Clark to the free throw line. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Has not been to the free throw line. This one's up and good. So he picks up another one from the free throw line. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Cox brings the ball up across the half court line. Dribbles right, goes left, down the lane, loses part of the dribble. Going to be checked by Gormley as he tries to put the ball up the inside. Not able to get it to go down to King. Quickly down the court come the the Chiefs, but it's stepped and stolen away, and now breaking down the lane is Green, up and in. Nice play that time by Green. He saw the steal taking place. He broke down the lane, was able to get a nice pass from Cox, and laid it up and in for the Glacier Bears. They've got 23 in the first half. Oh, almost stolen by Swinton. Swinton steps inside, makes a nice steal on King. Now Swinton drives all the way down. He wants to go up, misses the shot, however, gets his own rebound back, and he puts it up and in. So Swinton's going to pick up a nice offensive board as he goes back up hard with the hoop. Fouls on 1-4. That'll be King. That'll be his second. That's going to send Swinton to the free throw line. He's got 7 points. This is his first chance from the free throw line. Up and good. So Swinton picks up one from the line, and we've got a substitution. Hayward coming off the bench for the Chiefs. And looks like Marsden will take the seat. 57-23, 1:35 to go here in the third quarter. King on the dribble, left-hand side to Hayward. Goes all the way over to Hudson. They go back into Gormley, back out. Nice ball movement. They kick the ball back around. Three-pointer shot on the way by Clark. A little bit short. Rebound comes down the hands of Swinton, and he'll bring the ball up right-hand side. Looking. Can't find anybody. Stops. Reverses it back to Cox. Cox goes down the lane. Good defense by the Chiefs. Goes inside to Green. He's going to lose it. Alley-oop quickly up to Clark, and up and in. Clark broke away on the steal and got a nice pass from Winter, and he was able to just lay it up and in. Cox down the lane, puts up the left-hand shot, going to be knocked out of bounds off of his hand, and the ball is going to go to the Glacier Bears under their basket as Trevor Cox made a nice move to the hoop, was able to draw it. We got Williams coming off the bench now for the Chiefs, and it looks like Clark's going to take a quick seat. Glacier Bears will have the basketball, 55 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Looking, tries to go inside. Gonley partially checks. Swinton comes down with it. He puts it up again, misses, gets his own board. Now the ball ends up in the hands of Gormley, all the way down to King. King takes a couple of dribbles. They'll go right-hand side. Off the bench is William. Comes down the center is Hayward. Back over to King. Back inside. They go to Hudson. Back to Hayward. Drives inside. Puts up the shot and up and in. As Christian Hayward picked up his fourth point of the evening. He got a little jumper from about 5 feet away. Goes back to Swinton. He wants to go down the lane. Spins, moves, nothing going through the hands of Sage, but he able to gain control and wants to put up the shot, but it's going to draw the foul. Got two Chiefs there. See which one it's going to be. 3-1. Gormley got the foul on it. Could have been either one of them. They were both right there, and the official was too. So Sage has yet to score in the ball game. This is his first chance from the free throw line. 19.8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. On the way in and out, doesn't go. A little bit too hard. He'll get the ball back again here. 61-26, almost the end of third quarter play. One shot. Hudson needs to get on the board and get himself going here. Up on the way, looks good, and is. So he gets that one to go, and he picks up one from the free throw line. That's his first point of the evening. 15 seconds to go. King looks up, looks at the clock. He realizes there's not much time. They'll reverse it back around, back to Hayward. They go back inside to Gormley. He puts up the shot. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Cox. He goes inside to Stegen, up and in. Nice play that time by the Glacier Bears. Stegen gets his first two as Cox laid him with a nice little bounce pass, and Jacob Stegen just laid it up and in. Didn't even have to take a dribble. We're going to end this third quarter play with the Haynes Glacier Bears finishing with 29 points and the Metlakatla Chiefs finishing the quarter with 61 points.